Hey, everybody, welcome back.
The news?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh, dang it. Sorry.
You're fired.
What did you say?
I was going to ask, how is it that, like, newscasters, they always pose and they're not even smiling. They're like, they just have this, but they look happy, yet they're not smiling. It's like I do.
Do you think we can get sponsored by Coca-Cola?
Wait, will you have to blur that out?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
No. Dude, that'd be awful.
Yeah, I would imagine.
No, we don't have to blur it out. Okay. Are you going to interrupt me again?
Nope.
I'm ready.
I got it out of my system.
All right. I was waiting for Shane to do it. Hey, everybody. Wait, no, I don't want to do that. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to have to burp. Oh, wait. No, I'm not. Now I'm going to have anxiety the rest of the time about burping.
And mute.
I'm not going to burp. I lied.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nonsense.podcast. As you can see, we're wearing the same clothes that we wore in the last one because it has only been about 22 minutes. So we're just recording two of them just to get them kind of out of the way. Plus, Micah lives in Chicago, so we wanted to get as many in as we could while she was here. You guys, we might start doing some on Zoom, or probably not Zoom, but like some sort of video messenger. Yeah. We're going to send you a microphone in Chicago, and then you'll plug in your computer and then send us the audio, and we'll get it all on there. So
can Micah live in the TV?
Micah will live. Well, she'll live in the computer. Yeah, she'll live in the TV.
That's cool.
Up there. Yeah, she'll live in the TV up there, provided that we can continue to shoot here.
Yeah.
If they don't kick us out. So I thought we could continue from what we did last. How often are we going to do these? Every 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah.
From the last episode, whatever that was. And I wanted to continue to get to know each other, so I kind of wanted to start it with stories from your past. But let me back up, Shane. Edit this so that it sounds good. But first, how are you guys?
I'm doing well.
Wait, we've been together for 22 minutes. I don't want to fake it. We already know how each other are. Anyway. So I wanted to.
How are y'all? How are y'all doing? How are y'all really doing?
I just really want to check in for a moment.
Micah, how are you doing?
I'm good, honestly.
How are you really doing?
No, I'm really good,
honestly.
Oh, you're
supposed to, like, start crying.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, take two.
Don't push me too hard, because I'll really just let it go.
Shane, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
How are you really, though?
Pretty good.
But, like, for real, though?
It's like you're just like...
I'm at least good.
We're wearing him down. But for real, though, how are you doing? Everything sucks.
Well, the other day he was on the phone with Dylan, and I don't think I was supposed to hear this, but he literally goes, "I gotta get out of here."
Oh, at his job?
No,
it was in the house.
At home with me.
No, Shane said that.
Yeah, Shane said that. Listen. He goes, "I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to this dang house."
I really legitimately have my dream job. Okay.
Oh, like, that's good to hear.
I do.
You're welcome.
Any issues I have with my current employment are with myself and not with the employment.
Well, you're your own employer, so.
I mean, yeah, that's the problem, to be honest. I mean, like, yeah, it's literally, like, as good as, like, any issue that I have with my life right now is completely self-construed, so.
Is that a word?
Self-construed?
Micah?
Self-constructed?
I think so, yeah.
Self-constructed, Shane.
Nope.
Myself.
I mean, construed is a word,
I'm looking
so I
it
imagine
up.
You can say self-construed. It's probably not the best option
please,
on the Hemingway app.
Please edit this onto the screen right now, the definition of
self-construed, to give the meaning or intention of, explain, interpret, to deduce by inference or interpretation, infer. He construed her intentions from her gesture. Yeah, now I'm more confused.
I think I'm adjacent. Like, I'm, like, close. Like, I'm somewhat close, but it's not really right. But
it doesn't matter.
Any issues in my life right now are self-constructed for the most part. Besides, at my house, my wife is crazy. So,
oh, is that why you wanted to get out?
Besides your house and
my
your
house,
wife is crazy.
My mouse.
Your
my
mouse.
My mice are my problem.
Oh, you have mice. Ooh.
We do actually do have mice.
That sucks.
I mean, it's just the rats, but they're not.
Ooh, I've seen some real rats.
Anything that looks like a mouse is a rat.
Yeah. No, it ain't. You ain't seen these Chicago rats. They walk with briefcases. Oh, my gosh.
At least they have jobs. At least it looks like they have jobs.
At least their computer. Looking to improve the community.
Yeah, we actually had to... Wow, this is really going off topic.
Went off the rails.
But we had to box everything in our pantry
Yeah, like because literally they
had raided
storage boxes.
Every bit of food we had.
So we had to go through all of it. And
yeah, everything's in the box now.
You guys live in a tiny house, right? That you built?
No.
That was just an idea from a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, now we just rent.
Okay.
But yeah, they're not rats, but they're little mice with big ears that just look at you.
They have no fear. Like,
you sure they're not chihuahuas?
Like, we'll like open the door to the pantry and like there'll be one just looking at you.
Like smoking a cigar, like what?
And they'll just stare at you.
I just got off work, leave me alone.
Like normally they like run off, but like they'll just look at each other and like I'll be looking at it and they'll be looking at me. And then like I'll move at it and it'll like run back to its hole and they'll like look at me again. And I've had a stare down with a mouse for over 10 minutes. They have no fear.
That's a long stare down with a mouse.
And then one time Shane's like trying to get tongs out.
I literally tried to tong
a mouse.
Yes, because I couldn't think of anything else. And like he was in his hole, but not really.
Shane tried to tong kiss a mouse.
I'm assuming it's a he. I shouldn't assume what the mouse's gender is, but like,
yeah, you need to check his driver's license.
Yeah, he was just sitting there looking at me, and I couldn't think of what to do because he wasn't running away. So I was like, I guess I could grab him some tongs. So I grabbed some tongs, and like, I tried to grab it multiple times. It's like, you know, this big, so kind of hard to grab. Because it's running.
These are the size of an egg roll.
A spring roll. Probably size would be of a closer. Spring roll. These are more graphics, so I'm going to have to pull.
You're welcome.
But, so, like, then, like, I did actually get a hold of its tail at one point, and I was like, ah! But
oh, my God, you were tonging it by its tail?
I was, but here's the problem.
Can we stop using tong as the verb?
You were tonging it?
They weren't like the metal ones. They were like the silicone tipped ones. Oh,
okay.
And so,
okay, so it was
this is a no pain tong.
It was a little more humane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which actually led to the problem in that the tail just slipped through the tongs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mouse made its way back into its walls, where I'm assuming they have a city built at this point.
Its walls? Aren't those your walls? Don't you own those? Or you're paying for those walls?
I don't own the inside of the walls. That's the rats, apparently.
The rats.
I'm sure it's mice with a rat king. Is what I'm assuming.
Oh, wow, we got a whole dynamic in there.
Well, I know they have hierarchy. They have diversity because I've seen black and white mice. Uh-huh. I've seen brown mice. Uh-huh. I've seen white mice. I've seen just gray mice.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen several different colors.
I've only seen the gray ones.
Yeah, I've seen. Mm. It's a very diverse culture and community.
Wow.
Of mice.
Darn in walls. The walls. But yeah. Shane has an emotional connection to them now, and he won't set out traps because he'll
obviously
feel bad
about
it.
He knows their history and their dichotomy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I can tell you a story about literally tongs, mice, and a mouse trap if you want it.
Yeah, go for it.
Literally, my uncle had to tell this story at Easter. He couldn't wait to tell it. So apparently, he owns some apartment buildings, and in one of the apartment buildings, there is a mice problem. And there's a middle-aged woman that lives in one of the apartments, and she's been setting out mice traps. She tried to pick up the mouse trap with the mouse in it with tongs.
Uh-huh.
She was, like, going to throw it away, but it got stuck to the tongs. So she started to shake it like this, trying to fling the mouse off it. It got caught in her hair.
Oh, my gosh.
She had a mouse trap, and the tongs all attached, stuck to her head. Yeah, I had to call the freaking fire department or something.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know they handled things like that.
I don't know if it was the fire department. No, it was the police. Sorry, it was the police, because they were like, why didn't you call animal control?
And I don't know
like,
what's worse. Really,
who do you go to?
Like, yeah.
Well, when you have a mouse stuck in your hair, you're not thinking straight.
That sounds like a hairdresser.
Like, running around the apartment like just screaming bloody murder at the freaking mice. Can you imagine being that mouse, though? That single mouse, like...
Was like a glue trap?
Yes. Well, a sticky trap. Yes. Yes.
That's awful.
Tongs. Yes.
So there's a subreddit called Rube Goldberg Fails, and I think that would fit perfectly. Because it starts with one small thing, and then it ends up with the police coming, getting a mouse out of her hair. Yeah. That's so silly. All right, back on track. That's enough about the mice and all that stuff. So I thought that in order to get to know each other, we could tell each other stories from our past. The silly things that happened, embarrassing things, whatever you wanted to tell. I mean, I can start because I haven't broken any bones, but I have like so many things that I've done where I busted my head open. Shane, I'll have to give you a picture of my scar. You guys have seen it. That's been on there since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
I was running across the floor when I was in pre-K and my foot, I was wearing brand new British Knights, which for those of you born around the 80s, alive around the 80s, those were sneakers, high top sneakers. And I was trying to run, and my foot got caught on the carpet, and I face planted right into the corner of a table. Ouch. And hit me right above my eye. Mm. And I was completely unconscious after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I woke up once to a man. I know he was a black guy, and he's wearing a blue shirt. That's all I remember.
Aw.
And he was like, he had those brown paper towels, and he was forcing them on my head.
Yeah, the kind that doesn't even like soak up water.
Never absorb anything. So which would explain why I saw the blood just running down, dripping down in front of my face. And then I feel like I remember waking up when they were putting a syringe in and giving me a shot, and I screamed. Yeah. My dad says I didn't scream.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But
you maybe tried to scream. Yeah, it's
possible.
It's
possible. Also, I was four, so I could just be making all this up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that, I mean, I've been hurt a lot. Like, I broke my knee going down a slide.
What kind of slide?
It was like one of those metal ones that get like 1,000 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, water slide.
But remember, this is back in the 90s. Yeah. So, I went down on my stomach, feet first, and my foot got caught on the side again with my shoes being too sticky, I guess. I need to stop buying sticky shoes. And my leg went up above my head and it broke my knee. I jumped out of a tree. I was in gymnastics for a long time when I was a kid. And I jumped out of a tree. So if this was the tree, and people who are listening to this, I'm sorry you can't see this. Maybe you should go watch us on YouTube and subscribe. So I jumped out. This is the base of the tree here, right? And this is the branch. And I jumped out and I grabbed it, and my feet swung out from under me, and I turned like this. I lost my grip, and I fell all the way down to the ground. And I landed with my hands like right in front of me, and my face hit the ground, and I had a mouthful of dirt. And then my wrist... My arm bone and my hand bone were no longer connected, as the song would suggest. they were not connected. So I stood up, and I knew something was wrong. You know how when you get hurt, you're just like, something is wrong. It started to swell up immediately, and I was like, I just left it hanging by my side, and I walked back. I just started walking back to the house, like, because our babysitter was taking us to the park. And I didn't say anything to anybody. I was just silent, and I just started walking back. And then my dad came from work, and he wrapped it up in a newspaper and an ace bandage to make like a little... Yeah. My dad did like sports medicine and stuff, so he knows a little bit about how to finagle a cast. Okay. But yeah, he took me to the hospital, and they were like, this is genius that you did that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So that's just some little stories from my past where I...
So all of yours involved you getting hurt.
Well, just those stories. I'm sure I'll have some more. But yeah, those were just the first ones that I thought of. You told some from earlier about where you had to bury some stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, what other kind of stories do you guys have about what happened to you in your past? So, because I want to get to know you.
I mean, I have an injury story. Actually, I have two.
You have what?
I have injury stories if we're talking injury stories.
Yeah, let's just start with that.
I mean, I feel like Amanda was going to go. So
no, it's fine. You can go, Micah. No worries.
You guys are so polite.
I don't want to talk over anybody. I actually,
hold
I don't
on.
Know if
you don't want to talk over anybody like you did on me in the intro. Shane, roll it here. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
How was it the
news? Oh, my gosh.
Gosh dang it, sorry.
You're fired. I was gonna
can
do this.
Can anybody see the scar? Can you see the scar on my nose? It is like, I know it's like barely
yeah.
Scar. You'll have to like light it properly and send Shane a picture.
I mean, it's like,
actually,
it's
I'll
pretty
be
much
editing
invisible
this
now. But it's like a V for Vendetta. when I was two, I was running circles, pretending to be a horse in my living room, as you do when you're two.
That's adorable.
And I ran to a fireplace and busted
like
my
a whole
nose
fireplace?
Open. Yeah. The fire wasn't on.
Right, right.
But I like ran
did you not
into
see
a fireplace.
It?
So she was the way
two.
Our living room was set.
Two-year-olds have eyeballs.
I was just getting closer and closer to it because my circles were getting bigger.
Oh,
and
you're
bigger.
Just oblivious.
And
to
then
what
I just banged into it. Scared the crap out of my parents. The other time which arm did I break? I broke one of my arms. My brother flung me out of a golf cart. Our cousin, who was like 8 or 9 years younger than me, was running towards us when we were in a golf cart because that was a normal toy for kids in like 2005 or whatever. And she was like approaching us. She was probably like 2 or 3 years old. And she's like, you know, I'm screaming, Micah, Jonah, it's my brother's name. And we're like, oh, okay. Oh, we're like, we're going to let you on the golf cart. And we're going. And my brother just keeps getting faster and faster. And we're getting closer and closer to her. I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to do? You're going to hit her. So I like stood up. Like I was going to like jump out and grab her. And then he like turned real sharp right where like she was. And I fell out. And we were like on a small hill. And I went down the hill. And I was like, my arm, it's broken. My mom's like, you're a drama queen. Your arm isn't broken. She's like, I'll bet you $75 your arm isn't broken. I was like, oh, I don't want to lose $75. Like, I didn't get that much birthday
money. How old were you?
11 or 12.
You had you had $75 at 11 or 12 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, from like birthday money or something. She's like, I'll bet you, if you don't put $75 on the line,
so
you then it's not broken. So I didn't want to take the risk. I was like, no, I guess I am a drama queen. And it was freaking broken.
You could have been $75 richer.
I know. I think about that 75 a lot.
You want to know what I gleaned from this story?
What?
Micah was raised rich. First of all, at 2 years old, she had a fireplace. At 11 years old, she and her brother were just pounding around in a freaking golf cart. And she says, and I quote, Rob, go ahead and play this back after you say it. I guess that's just a normal toy that children have.
We were in a golf cart because that was a normal toy for kids in like 2005 or whatever. Well, that was like supposed to be ironic.
Okay.
It was like we really shouldn't have been playing with it. Like that's not really safe for to like kids that are like
right. Well, it wasn't
under
safe.
13 playing on a golf cart.
It wasn't safe for me and some of the people I used to hang out with because we would take the golf cart and do donuts in the.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we would do. Like I don't even know where the golf cart came from.
I was like 25.
Our grandparents had one. See, we were like children. Right. Shouldn't have been driving around.
Yeah, if I had a golf cart right now, I'd probably do donuts in it.
I would be eating some donuts.
It was fun. It was some of the most. My most fun memories are on that golf cart until That's I awesome. Got flung until out of it.
Did you not ride in it again after that?
I don't know. I feel like I did, but I was probably just very cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Micah had $75 when she was 11.
That's what I was waiting for.
Straight
I was
rich.
Yeah. I had a purple, a shiny purple piggy bank, and I had a lot of money on it. I cracked it when I was like a senior in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you kept all the money just kept building up and building up.
Yeah, yeah. I was building up my money. Yeah.
That's the purpose of
a
piggy bank.
If I got $5 from the Tooth Fairy, it was going in there.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. $5 from the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, that's I guess hashtag another rich. Upper middle class thing. $5 from the Tooth Fairy.
So it was a quarter over here.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have quarters, but.
Right. I'm just picking on
our
you.
Our Tooth Fairy was rich.
That sucks for other kids, too, though, because like I heard the thing where people are like, don't be saying that Santa brought your kids like an iPad
a
or whatever.
Great point.
Because then you go to school and you're like, yeah, the Tooth Fairy gave me $5. And they're like, I got a nickel.
Like, what? Why was my tooth not worth as much?
Right.
Like, yeah. Am I not worthy of a $5 tooth? But that stuff, it affects you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get that deep on this episode. We will on other ones, but not on this one. What other stories you got? Anybody?
Are we wanting to do, like, childhood stories?
Just from your past. Any time. Well, I mean, any story that you're going to tell is going to be from your past, obviously.
Yeah.
That was, a hit Mitch Hedberg joke? He's like, here's a picture of me when I was younger. He's like, yeah, every picture of you is when you were younger.
Yeah. So I got my wisdom teeth all out last summer, all four of them, and I went under.
Ooh, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, you do. I went under. Yeah, that was great. I went under anesthesia because I wanted to.
So you get to choose?
Yeah, you can either do it awake or under anesthesia. Ooh. And I was freaking out anyway. I was like, no.
So if you're awake, what, do they give you, like, laughing gas or something? You're probably not a dentist or whatever. But
yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming they just numb it.
Yeah, I think they literally just, like, numb your mouth. And
you just get
it.
To watch it?
Yeah, no.
Through a mirror?
But anyway, so the whole time I was under... This is really crazy. Mm. My brain made up this whole scenario. Well, first of all, I was in like a wormhole.
You were in a wormhole.
Like time traveling wormhole. Okay. And it was red. Mm.
The time worm.
Yeah, the time worm is what I said when I was high on drugs after I woke up. I was like, Sheen, I was in the time worm. I was like, what? But I was in it. I was like, I have to get to the end of this to find my body again, to wake up.
Oh, wow.
It's scary. Well,
that is really scary.
Midway through the procedure, my eyelids flutter open.
Oh.
And I just see like these bright lights in my eyes and I feel tugging on my face. Oh. And the first thing that pops into my brain, I was like, how are they going to know I'm awake? Literally. And I was freaking out. But that literally only lasts like 1 second. Then my eyes just went closed.
Man,
and
scary.
Then I was back in the...
God, that's
in the,
weird.
The anesthesiologist is like, oh, God, I'm going to lose my job.
I know. And literally, and then I'm just back in the
time worm.
Time worm.
God, that's weird.
And
that's so interesting.
And it was still red. I don't know why it was the color red. But, and then I finally found my body and I woke up. But
and that's really when you woke up.
Yes, that's really when I woke up.
That's great.
I got to the end.
Man, the human brain is and it so was my crazy. Body.
It's so interesting. Yeah. We need to do a whole talk on dreams specifically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. If you are a medical professional, please email that and tell us why Amanda saw the time worm.
Yeah. And it was what's really funny is the week after that, I went and got a colonoscopy, which was not the best time.
That's a rough week for me. Yeah, literally.
Are you sure?
No, I swear. And Shane was like, okay, if this time when you go under anesthesia, you go into the time worm again, he's like, well, no, like something's going on. I didn't. So
I literally was like, this is how a cult starts.
Yeah.
It's like the first time you're like, okay.
That was like, a one-time thing, yeah.
But if it happens again, it's now a religion.
My God. <It's> But, yeah, so that was crazy, and that was just last year. But that was the first time I've ever been under anesthesia, so.
What I want to know is how the brain prepares, how it coincides with you waking up that you get to the end of your dream.
I know.
Like, so how does your brain time that?
I feel like it does things, out of order. Probably, because, like, she probably started to wake up, and then her body was like, oh, or her brain was like, oh,
the
here,
brain yeah, we've got to complete, yeah.
That's just the random, like, possibility.
I mean, that's
I don't have any
the
idea.
Only thing that makes sense to me, or else, like,
yeah,
aliens are real and everything else.
Time worm.
Time worm is real. I love that you called it the time worm. That's so funny. If you go to the time worm this time, like,
I know, literally.
That is like, word for word what I said.
My face is just like swollen, like my eyes are barely open. I'm like, Shane, I was in the time worm.
So that was one of those times where, like, you know, whenever people come down from anesthesia, they always have those crazy, like,
I love
those videos love of those crazy, yeah.
Here's the thing, though, here's the problem, okay, is that, like, besides that, Amanda was so high. I mean,
yeah, right.
So high, yeah. But she just, like, acted completely normal.
I always, like...
There was nothing funny.
Yeah.
There was no good, like, wisdom to the video.
Just nothing. All seriousness.
Besides, yeah. Shane is all the time worm.
Yeah, that's Shane all I would talk about.
That's not...
I was, like obsessed with it. I was obsessed with it. I was like, can you believe this just happened to me? Like, you're not going to believe it.
Let's do the time worm again.
I guess in my brain I was like, that really just happened. Like, that was reality.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So, anybody else got any stories before we move on?
I mean, I can double back, and this is going to sound like... way worse than it probably was, or maybe it was pretty bad, to being injured.
Is this going to be a true story? Because
no, it's true.
Because one time in our childhood, Shane lied to me that he got hit by a minivan. He kept this lie up for like 10 years.
You just so wanted, like, to seem cool?
Yeah. Like, so
you still married him.
I didn't find out it was a lie until after. We got married.
Okay. That's an annulment right there.
It started like when I was 10, like, I can't remember. Someone was saying something about getting hit by a car. I was like, oh yeah, I got hit by a minivan once on my bike. And then the problem, you ever like tell a story that's not completely true, but then like it keeps getting brought up. And so then you keep on saying it. And then eventually you're like, did that actually happen?
You're asking if you've ever... held a lie so deep and close to you that you start to believe it.
Like, you're like, did I
that's
actually
a thing. That's
have
a real
happen?
Thing.
No, don't doubt it.
So, I just kept saying that over, like, basically from fifth grade till we were out of high school.
You were saying it in your mind. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, and then eventually, like, one day I was like, Amanda, like, I don't think we were having, like, an actual conversation about it. I think it was just like, hey, I need to tell you something.
Literally. He brought it up like that. Like, hey, I have something I need to tell
you.
He's
like, we got to talk. And you're like, oh, God.
I never got hit by a minivan.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, you're the worst.
But so my story is that whenever I was, I think it was 4 or 5, I got hit in the head with a baseball bat by my cousin. So I think he was like too old to be sword fighting me with baseball bats. Like that's old. I think he was like 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was 4. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't have a helmet on, fortunately. Because,
lucky for you.
Yeah, lucky for me. Because yeah, we were sword fighting. I'm like 4 years old, so I'm just like, yeah, like an aluminum bat. And The way it was told to me, because I don't remember it very well for obvious reasons, is that, like, he basically, like, teased me up. Like, I'm like this, and then he just, like, straight up, like,
yeet! You say he teed you up?
Yeah, he basically teed, like, just straight up, donk, just right in the middle of the forehead, okay?
So he, like,
with an aluminum baseball bat.
Wow.
And so what I remember sword fighting or something similar. Mm-hmm. And then I just remember flying on my back and the helmet. I literally can remember, like, visually, the helmet flying in the other direction with, like, a hole in it. Like, with pieces broken off of it. And
this is probably a toy helmet then.
And then I remember getting up and, like, I wasn't hurt. I didn't feel hurt or anything. I was like, huh. And I was like, and then he was, like, he, like, ran away. Like, not into the house. Like, he just ran off. And I was like, I need to go in the house. And so, all, like, we were at, like, a family reunion. Because this cousin was actually from Virginia. So, it was, like, a big thing. Like, we were all, like, my whole family was together. And they were all inside the house. And so, I remember walking up the stairs to my grandparents' house. Walking in the house. There's a kitchen just full of adults sitting there. And I literally just walk in. And at this point, I remember seeing blood dripping in front of my eyes. And I remember looking at my mom and be like, hey, Mom, I got hit with a bat. And then I remember screaming. And that is the only thing. That is, like, the end of my memory. I don't remember what happened after that.
Did she just scream, like, ah?
She was like, ah! And then, like, that's all I remember.
Because of the blood?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Because, like, I can literally, I remember, like, it, like, dripping past my eyes at this point and being like, huh. But I wasn't in any pain.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably because I was concussed.
This is just so funny, though. His mom will scream. Like, literally, she will.
Like, just, ah!
Literally. Okay.
That was actually probably exactly what it sounded like.
So,
like, what kind of scream are we talking?
Oh, gosh,
a few years ago, we were all eating family dinner at her house, and it was broast. Broast?
Broast. Beef roast? Broast?
It's made from one of those dude bros at the gym.
Broast, man.
Somebody catfished him and cut him up and cooked him.
Oh,
we had a broast for Thanksgiving.
But no, we had a roast, and I actually started choking on it, like, legitimately choking.
Oh, dang.
And I, like, stood up because I was freaking out. And I was, like, tapping on Shane. And Shane was eating. He's like, what are you doing?
You don't mess with a man while he's eating.
And then he was just, like, staring at me. And I'm like,
no,
and
no.
And Shane's
way.
Mom.
Wait.
No, no.
Okay.
And Shane's mom literally starts screaming, she's choking. God, she's like running around the kitchen and I'm like, I'm gonna die. These people are just watching
it's
me.
It's so
choke.
Funny, like, she's like freaking out and you're just so calm. You're like,
Shane is just like, what are you doing? Why are you standing up?
The reason this happened like that, all right, is because
he's got a serious voice on.
Is because she did not display the universe of sign for choking.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Is that not this?
She did not touch her. Yeah. She literally was like, okay. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to show you exactly what it looked like. She literally stood up from a chair and was just like. And I'm like, I'm sitting here eating my delicious mother's roast. Because my mom's roast is the most delicious roast you'll ever have in your life. So I'm trying to eat my food. I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you want?
Literally, exactly.
And then
like
that's
that.
What my mom goes. She's like. She's choking! Oh, that's gonna
be so completely she's like running in circles and then
she was literally running around the table. She's like, and then, okay, sorry, this is kind of gross, but then finally, Shane literally was coming around to do the Heimlich, and I literally just threw up all over the kitchen floor. And my sister in law was like, oh my god, why are you throwing up on the floor
are
right
you
now?
Kidding?
No, and she's like, she's
what's
crazy.
Wrong with your
shout
sister?
Out to Carly.
Yeah, thanks, Carly. She's like, I can't believe you just threw up on the floor.
She's
I was
my
like,
favorite person.
I was like, well, I was dying. So
how old is Carly?
She is.
She just turned 16.
She 16.
So she's probably like 14,
okay.
15 at the time.
I was picturing a grown woman like, ew, how dare you throw up over our breast dinner?
Yeah, she is the youngest sibling.
Oh, but yeah, that was crazy. So, yeah, she will scream
the
about
visuals
things.
Of that are, like, really making me laugh.
So, Shane, you were telling a bunch of stories, and, like, three of them came back to me with stories that I was going to tell. Like, so, first of all, you were talking about getting hit by a car, or you were telling that Shane lied
pretending
about getting
hit by
a car.
Buy a minivan.
So, we were playing hide-and-seek one time, and so I wrote this.
Me.
Me and my imaginary friends.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's so sad. Okay.
No, this was, like, last week. No, No, this was like, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, something like that. We were playing in our neighborhood, and we were playing hide and seek, and I was hiding across the street from the base. And they found me, and I started running. And I ran, and there was this giant van parked in the road, and I just ran right out in front of it. And I couldn't see the road.
Yeah.
Obviously, the people in the road couldn't see me. And I ran out in front of a car, and they were teenagers. They were probably speeding. Amanda's like, oh my God, what happened?
This is so scary.
So I wrote this story on Reddit one time, and they were like, that didn't happen. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe me at all. And I was like, I promise it happened. Yeah. So I jumped over this car, like over the hood of the car, and I did a cartwheel on top of the car. I put one hand, maybe two,
wait,
on the
car. How old were you again?
I was like 10, 11. Something like that.
You're saying you jumped over the car, and when you were jumping over the car, it felt like you did a cartwheel.
No, I did a cartwheel. I my legs went up in the air. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, because when I landed, I landed facing the car, and I did a back roll, and I stood up onto my feet. Like, do you remember when
like
I mentioned
Spider-Man? You're Spider-Man,
right?
Okay,
right. Wow. So I understand why they were like, "I don't believe this," but like, it 100% happened.
You're like, why does someone believe?
Why does no one? Well, probably because I'm 380 pounds.
Well, also you did take gymnastics,
yeah,
so
I was in gymnastics. I was gonna say, like, do you,
was
if
this
you
car
remember,
low to the ground? Like, I'm just trying to figure out how you got that air.
I think it was probably a smaller, like, it was the '90s, so it was probably a smaller like sports car.
Yeah,
that's what I remember. It was white, and it was like, it had a slanted hood. I remember that. It wasn't a Lamborghini.
Why is it always white cars? Shane's imaginary van was also white.
Well, the whites are their problem. What were you gonna say, Shane, about to editor Rob?
I was gonna say, editor Rob, please insert a picture of yourself as Spider-Man. Thank you.
Just a real bad Photoshop of my face.
That actually reminds me of another funny story. This is a Benny story, actually, though. I don't know if I can tell a Benny story when Benny's not here.
I feel like Benny probably
has to. Oh, I'll tell you what. You have him record it, and then we will insert it.
Well, it's not like I was there when this happened.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to show his sister, their whole family. I'll just tell it. Sorry, Benny. We don't have to include this. I'll get your permission before. So there's this funny Spider-Man video on YouTube we were trying to find for her. For background, all his family is, like, Anglican, like, quite conservative Christian. So this is the oldest sister. She's, like, in her late 30s. He was trying to pull up this video for her, and he kept pulling up. This isn't really funny. It was only funny if you were there, now that I'm telling you. He kept pulling up videos from some guy on YouTube that just makes, like, super perverted Spider-Man videos. And it's just like, because she's a pretty serious person. She's like a doctor.
I feel like you told me that. No, you've told me stories about her before.
Yeah, she's very serious. The most serious of all the siblings. Right. And every video he kept pulling up was just like filth. And she's just like, like, what's wrong with you? And, like, we couldn't get it together. It's only funny if you know
but
her.
No,
and
that's relatable, because have you ever tried to show something to somebody and either you can't find it or you just keep finding things that are very inappropriate? I know.
In that situation, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that, it's very relatable. Like, I've been through that. Yeah. I'm sure everybody else has.
Yeah.
So there.
I've never been
through
that.
It's a problem.
Leave a comment below if you've been through that situation. I'm trying to get some interaction on YouTube.
Yeah.
So one of my other stories was, you were talking about getting hit with a bat.
Yep.
Same thing happened to me. So, we were playing baseball in a courtyard of our apartment complex we used to live in. My brother hit the ball and then he ran while still holding the bat. And he ran past me and he hit me right in the chin.
Oh,
with the butt of the bat. He didn't mean to. He just did it. So there was that, and that I kind of saw stars. And then we found, my dad used to have a truck. And it was a gold S10 for anybody who wants to, like, buy one. It was a 1990 something. I don't know.
S10 of what model? You said a
S10. It was a
Chevy
S10. Okay. I don't know the model, so maybe. Maybe other people look at that.
Yeah, it was a Chevy S10. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we were hanging out in the bed of the truck, or we had pulled up to the park, and we were looking for a baseball. And we saw in the back that looked like a softball where the skin had come off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, cool, let's use that. So I went up to the mound and I pitched the ball to my brother and he hit it right back into my face. It hit me in the mouth and I lost a tooth. Luckily it was a child tooth. So I have all my teeth. So now, but I again saw stars. Turns out it was a croquet ball.
Ooh.
Oh.
And it was incredibly
solid.
It was solid.
Yeah. You're hurting me.
Very solid. Yeah. And he hit me right in the mouth.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Why'd your dad have a croquet ball in the back of his truck?
Well, if you live in a big city and you park in your driveway, which is right on the road, people can just chuck stuff into your vehicle.
Oh.
So there's no telling.
I don't need this croquet ball anymore, sorry.
Yeah. There's no telling where it came from. We probably found it playing somewhere and then just threw it in the back of the truck when we had to run inside. But yeah, so that was a bad day. Getting hit in the mouth with a, I don't know. I'm assuming it was a croquet ball. It was a wooden sphere,
that
essentially.
Like a croquet ball.
Yeah, it did not feel good.
Mm. I've cracked a tooth, but I honestly can't tell this story on the internet. So,
I think we could probably go into talking about some embarrassing stories like that happened to us as a kid. So I have one right off the bat.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You're good. So you guys say that like I'm gonna, like you're in trouble. Like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like,
please don't beat me when they turn the cameras off.
That's what I was gonna say. They'll be like, he beats us. So I'm wearing a red shirt, so you can't see the blood. This guy was smart. He wore the brown pants.
This guy's got the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
Anyway, so when I was a little kid, I was in drama and the theater and acting and stuff. And we did this play called The Crocodile Rock, and I was a crocodile. And I had to wear a green leotard, and I had a tail. There's video of this somewhere, and I've never been able to find it. One of my relatives has it. I don't even know if they know they have it. But I was on stage, and we were doing The Crocodile Rock, and there's a part where we had to turn around and shake our tails. And mine fell off. So you could see my underwear through my little green leotard.
Aww.
So I bend down real fast and I pick it up and tie it. And my parents and my family would talk about this constantly. They'd just be like, remember that time? I'm like, yes, I remember the time.
Remember the time we all saw your underwear?
Well, it was a packed theater. This was in Houston, yeah. Texas.
Yeah.
So it was a big yeah. theater and it was packed. So that was, I mean, I was little, so it wasn't super embarrassing. But like, I do remember being like, oh my gosh, I got to pull that up. So I had to bend down and pull it up, which was...
Was there not just a fart noise? Did he
also hear that? My chair creaked.
Okay. It was his chair.
It's like,
I can't really, like... I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Or do you just not get embarrassed?
No, I do.
Oh,
sure.
I have an actual funny one, too.
Go for it.
Good. It's about time.
Lighten the mood. So, growing up, my family was in a group of three friend groups. We're three families. So, they were the Hills, the Bells, and the Williams. I'm the Williams. And we would eat out together all the time, and all the kids would always sit at separate tables because we were annoying and our parents didn't want to be around us. They're like, I just want to drink and not like hear my 5-year-old be like, Roblox or whatever. Roblox weren't a thing then, but they're now.
You got to make it relevant.
Yeah. And we just decided that we would make up a whole fake scenario for our lives and like tell our waitress our life story. So my brother, who is a very Caucasian looking child, decided to tell our waitress that his name was Lorenzo. Mine was, like, the rest were, like, normal white names, but he went with Lorenzo.
Right.
And my brother was a cute kid, and at one point, the waitress went up to my parents, and she was like, oh, by the way, like, that little Lorenzo, he's cute as can be, and they're like, we don't got a kid named Lorenzo. She's like, this is your table, right? She's like, oh, gosh, like, am I supposed to? She's like, yeah, that's our kid. She's like, that's Lorenzo. She's like, no, it ain't. That's a kid named Lorenzo. His name is Jonah.
Was he dying laughing when she was doing that?
No, because we were just like, oh, are we going to get in trouble now? Like, we were just having fun. I was like, my name's Katie. My name's Lindsay. Like, we all had, like, white-sounding names.
I always give dumb names whenever that happens. Like, my go-to is Pedro for me.
Pedro?
Yeah, and then somebody was like, oh, hi, Pedro. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't let that go.
It's also funny to me that they would believe his name is Lorenzo, because it's like, how do you go from, like, Katie and, like, Alice, and then, oh, yeah, this is Lorenzo.
Right.
Like, that just seems like a big jump.
Brayden and Taylor.
And there's Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo. All these white kids.
So that was
kids.
His nickname for a long time.
That's awesome.
And occasionally we'll still be like, Lorenzo.
The first time I meet him, I'm going to be like, Lorenzo, right?
That will be really funny. He'll think that's funny.
No, he's probably going to... does he watch the... Is he going to watch the podcast?
I'll send it to him.
Okay. Well, then I won't be able to surprise him.
But you're mentioned, so you need to watch it.
You're mentioned in this.
Right.
Podcast,
so. But if he doesn't watch it, he won't know that we've called him out. What story you got? I want to laugh at you.
Well, this was really embarrassing to me at the time. But I was in kindergarten, and I was going to a school in Missouri. I had just, like, moved there.
And it was like a short span of time though. So I was like the new kid in school. Well, when I get there, everyone starts telling me that there are bats that live in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
So I'm like terrified of these bats. And, well, as it happens, I just start peeing my pants all the time in school. Like, literally, every day I'd pee my pants.
Because you wouldn't go to the bathroom.
Because I'd be too scared to go in the bathroom.
It took me a second to make that connection. I'm like, why are you scared? You peeing your pants because there's bats in the bathroom?
No, yeah. I literally, and so I'd pee my pants every single day, and then everyone was making fun of me because I was peeing my pants.
That's terrible.
And then my teacher, like, started, like, forcing me to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And I just remember, like, every time I'd, like, run in there and, like, go as fast as I could, like, looking around for the bats. And, yeah, it was just embarrassing because then everyone was calling me, like, the pee pants girl.
That's
it
so
was
creative.
Awful.
Nobody wants to be the pee pants girl.
I know. And then, like, I finally was like, oh, there's not any bats that live in there.
Like, did you ever, like, tell the teacher, but I'm afraid of the bats?
No, and that's why I don't know why I didn't tell her. Like, I'm afraid of the bats that are
that
in there.
That right there.
I never said like, anything.
That right there is why, like, movies can happen. Because, like, they don't communicate and they don't tell, like, if you would have just sat down with them for, like, a minute and been like, hey, I think this is not the way it should be, or this is something that's happening, the movie wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So that's what it was. That's why, because you're just like, I never thought to tell her that I thought there were bats in the bathroom. I just assumed she knew it.
Yep. So that was, like, super embarrassing few months for me in kindergarten.
That's so mean.
I know.
Man.
Mean.
Kids are literally mean. The worst. Like, why are we so mean? Like, why?
Like, inherently.
Everybody's looking at me like I have an answer. I don't know.
You specifically.
I don't know.
Shane's gone, right? We should look at him. Right. Why'd you make us so mean?
Yeah, if you don't understand that reference, go check out the last episode. Provided we put it in there.
Is it like a evolutionary thing, though? Like, to single people out so that you stay on top and they,
I think,
like, what it, like, I can't.
I think that is, it's an ego kind of thing where you're just like, I need to beat, yeah, I gotta beat somebody else down so that I can feel superior.
Whoever thinks that, like, people are not born inherently bad has never been around a child. That's just true.
I don't think it's inherently bad. I think it's like they're pushing the boundaries. They want to see what the rules are.
There's some kind of.
I don't know.
When you first play a video game, you're like, I'm gonna see what I can do to break this game.
I'm not sure because I'm with kids all day and they know the rules. They know what's expected, and then they just still do it.
Yeah, they want to see how far they can push it. It's like when you're playing a video game, you want to see far you can push.
I guess
the boundaries of the game.
But they have the same consequences every day. Like, they know what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, so why do they make the same mistake over and over again?
Because they want to.
Perfect. That's
the punishments obviously aren't working.
Yeah,
my mom would threaten to, like, stop an intersection and beat our bare butts, and that worked for us.
My dad would do that in the store. He's like, I will beat your butt right here in the store. And I'm like, ooh, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
Embarrassing. My dad used to go, whenever I'd get in trouble, my dad would be like, bend over and grab some ground, and I'm like,
terrifying.
Yeah. And he would hit me one time in the butt, and I'm like, I'm done. He hit so hard.
Yeah.
Because he was like a grown man and I was a child.
Well, yeah. As it turns out.
Because he was a grown man and I was a child, right?
Yeah. Just to clarify.
My dad was older than me.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I just have this boy in my class right now that.
What's his name? Call him out. What are his parents'
but
names?
We're really struggling. He just, like, is being mean to all the other kids, like, calling them names, like, cussing at them.
You think a lot of that stems from, like, their home life and stuff?
Yeah, I think probably has a lot to do with it. But I think also there's just something in there that he's just like...
You're just evil, man.
Like, I just feel like everyone has, like, a little piece of them that's got, like, you know, just a little bit of bad.
Just a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, every day he knows, like, I'll talk to him and be like, what are the rules? Like, you know, and he'll repeat them. What happens if you break these rules? I have to sit at the table and talk about the rules. So he knows this, but every single day, like multiple times a day. He does the same thing. Hmm. And so we sit at the table, talk about the rules, and miss out on playtime.
Do you think that he hopes that he's not going to get caught? Like he wants, because like yeah, I would assume people get arrested over and over and over again. Yeah. Probably are the same way. They're just like, I'm probably won't get caught.
There's just no self control.
Yeah,
that could be it.
That too. He just has no self regulation right now. So
well, like here's a story. This is pretty good from my childhood. So this is a childhood story where I should have been embarrassed, but I wasn't probably. So I was in kindergarten. No, I think it didn't help that I actually knew my kindergarten teacher because my grandma.
It'd be weird if your kindergarten teacher was a stranger to you.
Right. I mean, they usually start as strangers, though. But she did not. Well, it was probably part of it. But like my grandma worked at the school whenever I was at the elementary school when I was a kid. And so all of her friends were like teachers and staff. And so I actually I knew that kindergarten teacher before I even went to her class because she was one of my grandma's friends. But I remember one day, so there was a discipline system. There's, you know, like red, yellow, and green, like a stoplight, right? So if you're on green, then you're good. You know, if you're on yellow, you probably didn't do that great. If you're on red, it was real bad. Like you were not too good this day. And so I can't remember what I was doing that day, but it couldn't have been anything good. And I remember she came up to me and she said, I'm going to put you on red. I said, okay. I said, I don't care.
That's an insult today if you leave somebody on red.
You're so funny.
I said, go ahead. I don't care. And she's like, I'm going to tell your grandma. I'm like, I don't care. Go ahead. I'm like, you go ahead and put me on there. She said, why are you acting this way? I'm like, I remember looking at her dead in the eyes. I'm like, because I know tomorrow I'm just going to be back on green again.
That's savage. That's real savage.
And then she got really mad at me and kicked me out of the classroom.
Yeah. You went past red on that one.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You went to invisible.
Stop.
Man, I'm good.
I understood. I think the real problem is I understood the rules too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was too much understanding of the rules.
That's true. How old were you?
I was 5.
Oh, that's like, that's good for a 5-year-old.
This kid has power over me. I don't like that.
I remember her. She was so mad.
That's funny. That's a good story. Yeah, man, I'm about to tell some stories about my brother. So, my brother, he used to fight his teachers. Like, physically fight them. Like, he got...
Shane's like, throw hands!
Shane's like, I'm in this one.
Square up!
Yeah, literally. So... He got in trouble doing something. The teacher walked up and poked him in the chest. And she was like, you, blah, 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 something. And he pushed her over a desk.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait, was he big? I mean, what?
Well, we've always been big.
How old?
I want to say third grade.
Jesus.
Too much for me.
I'd be like, I'm done teaching.
I know.
You got to come up on your mic.
I said, I would be like, I'm done teaching.
Right. Yeah, he would do stuff like that all the time, and even today he doesn't take crap from anybody. Like he's that type of dude that's like no BS from anybody. He's like
I know, but an authority figure like the cops pull you over, like man, you're speeding. No, I wasn't. Like what are you gonna do?
Well, no, if he was speeding, then he's like yeah, I was speeding. Okay. But he didn't do anything wrong. He just the teacher was just like getting on him, even though the other kids were the ones doing stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But, always blame the teacher.
Yeah. The teachers
are
bad.
That's what you heard.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Might not be reality.
Right. But whatever it was that happened, like he pushed her over a desk.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's concerning.
That's ridiculous.
For the strength level. She must have been really small. I mean, like, but like a 5-foot.
Well, I mean, look at
lady.
Me. Like we were big kids.
Yeah.
I mean, like to be fair, like I mean,
it might have been 5th
too.
Grade, but I want to say it was like 3rd.
But even more, Randy, like you guys are wide. Like not like fat wide, but like you're very like stout.
Yeah. Yeah,
Randy is wide.
He's got like you're kind of, but he is like
He's short.
He's very like if like he I could see him being a scary individual. You know what I mean?
Well, when he played football, man, he was like he has the strongest legs I've ever seen of anybody that I've ever met. Like okay, when I would try to, we would fight when we were kids, and he would get on his back, and I couldn't get to him.
Yeah,
because he would just push me away with his feet over and over and over again, and I'm like, I will hit you. But what sucked is he used to hit me and then run to my dad. So like my mom was in the hospital, like in a coma for 5 years or whatever. But like my dad was or whatever.
Casual. I like how you're, or whatever.
Sorry, this was it was 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. So it's I've
well and
I've
we
come
all,
to
we
grips
all
with
know it,
it
right. too. So right. it's like
yeah, but they don't.
Right. Yeah, they're like what?
Yeah, whatever. You know, whatever. No, she, well, anyway, my dad was raising us by himself, because of that. And, we were pretty rambunctious, and my brother, he does not like authority. Well, he doesn't like authority when they take advantage of their authority or mm-hmm. their power or whatever. Yeah. But he also, he was a troublemaker when we were younger. He mm-hmm. just liked to cause trouble. So, I learned this thing where you could like run your hand in front of your mouth when you're blowing out air. And if you do it behind somebody, it feels like you spit on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I did that to him one day, and he thought I spit on him. And I was laying down, and he poured cheese on my back.
Why did he have cheese?
I knew that question was coming. So when my dad would give us our allowance, we would walk down the street to go to Wendy's, and we would that was all we could afford, was just like a thing of cheese and some fries.
Oh my god.
Like cheesy fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess Wendy's had
liquid cheese. I'm like, well, like a bucket of cheese. Like, I'll have the bucket of cheese, please. Like,
this is straight Idiocracy. Just like drinking cheese from a straw. No, yeah. So that's, he had his leftover cheese or whatever, and he just dumped it on my back. And he immediately ran inside to my dad, and I come in, and he's already there. So I show up, and it looks like I'm trying to attack him. And my dad's like, what are you doing?
You got cheese on your back, so.
Well, I mean, it didn't matter.
That's just every Tuesday.
Right. That's a Tuesday thing. Yeah, no, it was all the time. He would hit me and then run to my dad. Hit me and run to my dad.
Oh, God, that's annoying. Oh, yeah. That would drive me crazy. Yeah.
I did something really bad as a sister. Like, it was awful of me. I knew that my brother, Jonathan, he would bite me all the time when we were, like, little kids. Well, this one time, I was like, if you don't do what I want you to, I'm going to bite myself and tell mom that you did it. And he wouldn't listen to me. And I was like, well, I'm not your friend anymore. And so then I bit myself hard and left like this huge bite mark and went and crying to my mom and said, Jonathan bit me. And yeah, he got his butt whooped. But
with your giant canines, how'd she not know it was you?
But yeah, it was awful. Sometimes I still think about it to this day. Like,
man.
But then again, he peed on me once, so it's
on purpose?
Yeah, we were outside like playing, and we both had to go to the bathroom at the same time.
You said we.
And we stop. We raced into the house, and I was like, I have to go first. And he's like, no, I do. So I make it to the toilet first and sit down.
And he sat on you and peed.
No, he didn't sit. He stood in front of me.
Oh, well, yeah.
And peed on me. And I just remember, like, I was peeing. I couldn't get up. So I was, like, screaming.
Yeah, like, that was a very weird situation to be in.
It was crazy.
What do I do?
Literally. And, yeah, so I was, like, 7, and he was, like, 5, so.
That's a funny story.
That's sick.
You know, like, when dogs, like, when they're pooping, how they, like, look every little time? That's why. It's because once you start, you cannot stop.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I have a story about racing inside. So my dad would go to work, and then we'd be home alone for most of the day. Because sometimes he had, like, 5 jobs, and he would work, like, 16, 18, 20 hours a day. So we would be at home, and we would invite our friends over, and we'd be playing outside, kickball, whatever. And we had this thing where we would take the water hose, and we would turn on the water, and it would run all day. And we would, like, make it rain with the water hose.
Your dad loved that.
He never said anything to us about it, so I just assumed water was free. So we would, like, do the water hose, and we'd put our thumb on it, and it'd shoot up in the air, and we'd pretend like it was raining, and we would make fight movies that are in the rain and stuff. And we were fighting over the water hose one day. Everybody was, like, rolling around on the ground, like, trying to take it from each other like boys do, you know, just, like, wrestling and stuff. And we rolled through a fire ant mound.
Oh.
And if you don't know what fire ants are, because, you know, if you live up where we live in the middle of the country, like, they're not really prevalent. But they're these red ants that will just bite you. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, possibly thousands of them that live in one mound or hill or whatever they're called. Colony. So I wonder which ant first colonized. Anyway, anyway, we rolled through this ant hill, and they like covered us all, like 4 or 5 of us, and everybody ran inside. My brother and then like 2 or 3 of our friends all ran inside. They were going to jump in the shower to get them off.
Mm-hmm.
We had these 2 dogs, 2 golden retrievers, and we had this giant like 10-gallon bucket outside that we had just filled with water, and it was probably about, I don't know how full it was. It was empty enough for me to be able to pick it up. And I dumped it on my head. And everybody else ran inside. So I'm like, I felt like the smart brother that was like, all right, cool. I just got them all off of me. And everybody mm-hmm. else is fighting over the shower mm-hmm. inside. Yeah. But yeah, that was one of my stories, was that we ended up getting covered in ants. My brother is deathly allergic to them, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he okay?
He was fine. I don't think they got bit. I don't think anybody got bit near as much as you would expect. Yeah, okay. But when my brother was a baby, he sat down in a fire ant mound and they just started covering him.
Yeah.
And my dad saw this and ended up, ran over and grabbed him. And he said they were in his hair, in his mouth, and in and out of his...
Oh, my God. How long was he sitting?
In his ears. He's a baby, so he probably just sat there and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
They're in his diaper, in his ears, everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So my dad picked him up, put him on the hood of a car, and just started, like, swatting as many of them as away as he could. And he said that was the first time that he ever prayed in his life.
Wow.
Because my dad was an atheist for 17 years.
Really?
Now he's a pastor.
Yeah.
But, he prayed and prayed and prayed. And then when he... got all the ants off. He'd gotten bit one time on his hand. Out of all those ants, he got bit once.
Wow.
So that was kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
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 So thankfully my brother is alive because he's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
You hear that, Randy? I think you're all right.
If
you're watching this. you're right.
Oh, I do kind of have a funny, interesting story, actually, I guess we can finish on.
Yeah.
So the same group of families that I mentioned previously, we would usually, the kids, we would always go TP.
The one that you were the Williams of, right?
Yeah, the Williams Hills and the Bells. We TP'd like almost every Halloween time, and like our parents took us to people's houses that we would TP. I know it's bad, but whatever. So there was this girl that my cousin, not my cousin, my friend Taylor was like an arch nemesis with. So she wanted to TP her house really bad. Apparently she got the address wrong.
Oh my gosh.
So while we were there, this guy comes out and starts waving a gun.
Oh. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And it's like, get out of my effing lawn, blah, 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 blah. So we freaked out. This guy gets in his car. So we run to our vehicle and are all piling in our vehicle. As we're getting in the vehicle, Taylor, who is the girl I just mentioned, the car door got opened on her face and like busted into her nose. So we were like packed in sardines and like my mom's like whatever it was, like a Dasani. That's water.
That's the world's most disgusting water.
Not Dasani, it's a D car.
Denali?
Like SUV. A Denali. Yes, a Dasani.
Another reason to believe that Micah was rich.
It's Nolly. Like, just a ton of kids packed it, and then my mom panicking because she sees this guy. This guy chased us all the way to where
Wait, your mom
that?
Took
like,
you to college. Go TP a house?
Yeah.
I like your
That's
mom.
What I'm saying. Like, our parents were just like, chill, right. Chill AF. So this car literally chased us to, I can't remember where it started with the C. It wasn't like Carterville. I want to say like Collinsville or something like that.
It's probably Crystal Geyser.
Maybe,
that's,
I don't know.
That's the name of another water.
Okay, I was like, I mean, that might be a town around here. I don't know. This guy chased us in a vehicle, like, for, I mean, literally
that's
an
terrifying.
Hour driving.
That seems kind of excessive.
An hour?
Yes. I mean, it was crazy. We got on the interstate. I mean, he was chasing us on the interstate.
Did you guys not call
crazy.
The police or anything? Oh, wait. You probably didn't have cell phones then, did you?
I think there were cell phones. There were like flip phones.
Right.
Flip phones. I think, I don't know why we did. I guess it was just like a moment of panic and we were like so in disbelief.
A moment? That's an hour.
I know, but like, why? It was panic the whole time because I was like, oh my God, my nose is broken. My mom's like, oh, your nose isn't broken because my mom never believes bones are broken. Yeah. She's like, you're all drama queens. Her nose wasn't broken though.
Right.
But literally there was like, I don't know, probably like 8 kids just all like screaming, crying. Ah! Oh my God, like it was the wrong house.
Like,
that was not her family.
By like an hour, like are you just like, man, are you still here? Like, come on.
From my memory that he stopped. Like he just turned around.
Like I feel like that's just like annoying at that
point. So what
do
you...
It's insane. It's like we TP'd a crazy person on accident. We were just a couple houses off.
What do you think was going on in his car while he was...
I have no idea. As far as we know, he was by himself. I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, there were like a flock of us. There were probably like 8, like I said, like 8 or 9 of us. Like,
I'm just imagining him like white knuckled, like
with like death metal.
No. Like loud classical music.
Like dun dun dun.
Yeah, literally. Gun in one hand.
He's like, I'm gonna get him.
I'm surprised you didn't like shoot at the vehicle, honestly.
I can't.
We were panicked, obviously.
Well, he was driving, so he may not have been able to load his gun while he was driving.
It's just like that's such a rage response.
Yeah,
and
for
I get
an hour.
It. We had like TP'd his house pretty bad by the time he noticed us,
right.
But it's
well,
just.
Well, not only that, but to chase a woman and it was children. My mom. Right. Yeah. No, I'm saying a man.
I don't know if he knew she was a woman driver, though. She was waiting in the car. Like, they just sat in the car and waited for us while we did our thing.
That's terrifying.
The only reason we were able to make it out alive, I think, or else was that all girls? Mostly, I think there was my brother and, like, one other, like, friend of
That would be terrifying. Yeah.
It's just TV. Like, I can't imagine, like, I can imagine, like, for, like, a minute being, like, I'm so mad I have to clean all this up.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe he, like, he just found out his wife was cheating on him, and he's like
this is the unhinged.
How do you, this is the toilet paper that broke the tree's back.
How do you keep up that rage for an hour
while driving?
Like,
well, maybe it was insane.
Maybe it was a sunk cost fallacy where he's like, it's been 30 minutes, I gotta keep going. Maybe I'll stop.
We got out of Marion. Like, it was, I mean, the fact that he chased us that far to begin with, it's like just spending gas money.
So far out of your way. It's like the early
2000s, but yeah, it's crazy. Gas was
$1.40. It's fine.
It's crazy. I should really, my mom would probably tell the story better, because she just loves to mock all of us in the whole experience.
Well, we'll need to bring your mom on sometime and have her tell some of these stories.
Can you imagine she's being the also parent?
Can you imagine being the parent?
Oh, I mean, she was the parent.
And that's what I'm saying, in that situation. Like, you're
my mom is just like, she's like a ball to the wall. Like, she's whatever. Like, I carry, like, I'll shoot at you if you shoot at me. Like, she's just like, she's not like,
well, the wife of a cop,
easily
yeah.
scared.
Yeah.
Well, my dad wasn't a cop then. Oh. My dad became a cop like under 5 years ago.
Well, the wife of
ago.
A future cop. She knew what was coming.
My mom was going to be a cop, actually. Oh. So that was what she had considered before she ended up becoming
that
a
dude
nurse.
Didn't know
very
what he
different.
Was getting into.
Yeah, it was a journey. And as far as I remember, we were the only people that were chased. Because there's like a couple other cars. Like, we didn't all go in one car.
Right. Oh, okay.
So he was like, he chased us specifically. Yeah.
He just had to pick one.
Yeah, I guess.
That's,
yeah. Man,
that's scary. It's funny now, but that had to be so scary. Yeah. Were you guys keep looking in the back?
I'm going to ask her to tell it again, because I feel like there's so many details I'm missing out on.
Yeah, we'll have to bring her on and have her tell. We'll just ask her. It'll be like, well, here's what we need to do. We need to bring on everybody, each individual person's parents, like at some point. Yeah, one parent at a time, and then everybody grill them about stuff that happened about the other ones in the past. So look for that.
My mom has so much like trash on me; it's like, not even.
Look for that in the future. In a future episode, we're gonna bring on our parents, and we're gonna find out a bunch of crazy stuff about each other. So I have a TP story. We may end up cutting this out, but when I worked at Redacted, a fast food place. And nobody liked the manager at all. I don't know why we didn't like her, but we didn't. We called her Mario because she had a mustache.
That's terrible. Oh my gosh.
But so we got 12 people together, and we bought 93 rolls of toilet paper. And we went, 12 of us, all dressed in black, ninja'd our way to her house down the street, and we took our time just covering everything in toilet paper. We threw it over the roof of her house. Over all the trees, we wrapped it around the banister at our. The banister, is that what it is? Like where you, on your front porch area.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. The light that was next to the front door, like everything was covered in toilet paper, and we used all 93 rolls of it. And then as we were leaving, you literally could not see her house, like when we were leaving.
Dang. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we were never that good.
So we drove by it and took pictures of it on one of those disposable cameras. I have no idea where that went. Like, for all I know, it's still undeveloped.
Yeah.
I don't know who owned it or whatever. But anyway, so we found out later that night somebody had stolen the three-wheeler out of their garage.
Oh, so they just assumed
and
it was
thought
the same
it was
person.
Us.
Oh.
They thought it was us.
Because they knew it was you that TP'd?
Somehow they found out. There was probably a leak in the...
People always find out.
Yeah, there's a leak in the Ninja Assassin League that ended up telling her. But it turns out it was their neighbor who had stolen it. But yeah, so that was kind of an interesting story. And I recently found the note that my brother wrote to us telling us how much to buy, which storage shed we were storing it in.
Oh, and you had it in a storage shed?
Yeah, we planned this for a while.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm out of stories. Anybody else? We're good? You guys good?
I think I'm good. Yeah.
Awesome. So you guys, I want to go to this main camera over here. If you like these videos, do the like and subscribe thing, because that helps us out. And also follow us on Instagram at nonsense.podcast and check us out on all of the podcast platforms. Probably not SoundCloud. I don't know. That's a joke from our other podcast that we used to have. If you can find it, comment below and tell us what you thought of it. Anyway, we'll see you guys later.
It's going to be so hard to find.
Bye.
Smash it. Smash the subscribe button with a hammer.